Dr. Canna from the AVID database that it appears patients with ejection fractions greater than 35% really did not have the same statistical significance long-term for a comparison of drug versus defibrillator. If a person has ventricular fibrillation, even if it's their first event, even if they have a normal heart, what is your general approach? Do you feel comfortable with anything less than a defibrillator?
Well, any clinician knows that medicine is taking care of individual patients and not a series of patients in a trial. And I am still very influenced by the finality of a cardiac arrest. I rarely find myself not putting a defibrillator in a patient who's had really the ultimate in clinical events, which I think contrasts with a patient who's had syncopal VT or VT that was not syncopal, where the chance of getting to an ER is better. So I would interpret the AVID data with a good bit of caution when it comes to the cardiac arrest survivor, irrespective of EF.